20,000 elephants are slaughtered every year worldwide to satisfy demand for ivory. This year, the United Kingdom and China both introduced a complete ban on the sale of ivory in a bid to protect elephant populations, which have declined by almost 30% in the past 10 years. In Australia, it's still legal to trade ivory that was harvested before 1975. The Senate inquiry into the ivory trade could change that.
The International Fund for Animal Welfare has conducted research into the extent of the ivory and rhino trade in Australia. Rebecca Keeble, Regional Director of the Fund, says action needs to be taken now to save vulnerable species.
We're at a tipping point at the moment when it comes to the protection of certain species, and elephants or rhinos are a particular interesting case where the deaths of individual animals can mean the difference between whether that species survives or not. The northern white rhino is a classic example of how there's only three females left in the world. The last male died in earlier this year. A couple of days ago, there was a rhino who only days earlier had had her horn removed as a preventative measure to protect her from poaching, and she was still killed for a 1 centimetre thick base of horn that was left.
According to Keeble, some auction houses are getting on board with a complete ban.
Right from the start of these investigations, we've done a lot of work trying to bring the auction industry and the antiques industry and the online sector along with us on this journey. And in terms of the bricks and mortar auction houses, we've seen cases where, in particular, we had the largest dealer of ivory in Australia through bricks and mortar auction houses, Leonard Joel, actually come on board with us and work on a policy that would see the phase out and ban of those products through their business.
John Albrecht, the house's managing director, describes how Leonard Joel has changed its policies.
What Leonard Joel proposes in its policy, and which we're implementing, is no trade in any rhino products whatsoever, and only trade in items that meet our de minimis principle, which is starting to sound like it all gets very complex, but in simple terms, by January 1st, 2019, we will only deal in items and objects that have a small or trivial amount of ivory in them. So essentially objects that are not celebrating ivory. We'll deal in no whole ivory, and that is really the difference.
Rebecca Keeble says that a total ban is required because any trade in ivory creates more demand.
The problem we have at the moment is an unregulated domestic market. So Australia will regulate the import and export, and that's only as good as the enforcement and the funding and everything else that goes into monitoring and being able to undertake those practices. We just think an outright ban is the way to go. Very limited exceptions that would make it very clear to the public and to traders the black and white scenario, and no levels of grey that can be exploited for the illegal trade.
Ivory trade in Australia is supposed to be restricted to items from before 1947, according to the Australian Antique and Art Dealers Association's Code of Practice. Lisa Singh, Labor Senator for Tasmania, says these regulations aren't enough.
I think the evidence provided shows the status quo is not adequate. The fact that we have ivory being imported and exported in Australia, and the fact that the entire domestic market is unregulated means that we still place a value on this. And as long as that value is placed on ivory and rhino horn, it will mean that poachers and organised crime elsewhere in the globe has a market to deliver to.
John Albrecht agrees.
Essentially, that's the problem, is a lack of documentation. Occasionally, documentation will be provided, but the fact that this is a largely self-regulated issue means that just so much ivory on a week-to-week basis in this country is being traded with no documentation at all, and that is not an over-dramatisation, that is a fact.
And sales at Leonard Joel would suggest the proposed ban would not be the disaster some antiques dealers are predicting.
I think it's important to recognise that we heard evidence that said not a single antique dealer or auction house depends on the sale of ivory for its survival. And in fact, that one auction house that banned its commercial sale has not had any commercial resource impact on its business.
If the ban were to be imposed, Albrecht says stakeholders would have to work together.
Because I think it's a community effort. It's developing awareness and I guess an understanding amongst all the traders in these materials that if they want to trade in them, they should be trading in them in a legal and proper sense to the extent that they're allowed to trade in them at all.
John Albrecht, Managing Director of Auction House Leonard Joel, ending that report by Kate Rafferty and Caitlin McHugh.